Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Stepping in for our host today is me, Emily Lindley, Content and Events Manager at The Grow Group and Marketing Manager at Grunder Landscaping Company, to share with you how we communicate with clients at GLC. We talk a lot about teaching our teams the skills that they need to be successful here at The Grow Group. We talk about training, teaching them, onboarding, doing everything we need to do to make sure that they are set up well to do the job that they are tasked with. And how, as leaders, that's part of our job, right? To make sure that they're ready to take on the job that we've assigned to them. Today, I want to talk to you about switching that up a little bit, applying that same thinking to what we do with our clients. So setting our clients up for success when we hand over the job to them, once we've finished with the work that we've done, if it's a design build project, or keeping them up to date on what they need to know if they're a maintenance client. That is so, so important, both for our clients to be happy with the project or with their property after we take our feet off the ground once we move on to the next job, and also for the health and safety of their landscaping in the long run as well. So when we communicate well, when we do all the right things in the lead up to it, when we prepare our clients to do the right things with their property once we're no longer on it, we set them up for success, which in turn sets ourselves up for success, right? If they know what to do, how to care for their plant material property, what to look for as far as warning signs that something might be wrong, they're going to be able to call us. It's going to reduce warranty calls back out. And that's super important for the profitability of your business. So there are a handful of ways that we are intentionally communicating with our clients at Grunder Landscaping Company that I wanted to cover with you on this week's episode of The Grow Show. And I don't want you to get confused. We communicate with our clients a lot more ways than the ones I'm going to outline here today. But for the sake of this episode, I wanted to share three things that I think would be pretty simple for most companies to implement, or you might even be already doing it, but maybe it's time to go revisit those and making sure that those communications are as effective as they can be for you. So let's start with number one. The first thing we do is we share care instructions. After a design build job is finished, a client is going to get a packet that's a PDF that is sent over email. We also can print it and give it to them in a hard copy as well, if that's required or if they're not tech savvy, that's totally fine. Those care instructions include general tips on watering, fertilizing, pruning, things that are typically the same from plant to plant as far as what should be expected, especially with new plant material. I'm preaching to the choir here, but everybody listening to this probably knows, right, that once something is initially put in the ground, it requires more supplemental water for the first year, even if it is a plant that is very tolerant of drought, even if it's a native plant, even if it's something that for years and years past this first year is not going to need supplemental water, it probably is going to need it now as the roots get established. But we're the experts in that, right? Our clients are not. They might not realize that. They maybe heard that you're planting a native plant and they think that means, okay, we plant it, we forget about it, it's good, it's going to go over here, live its best life, I don't need to do anything else with it. And that's not always the case. So it's our job to educate our clients on that and let them know what they do need to do in order to maintain their property once we leave it. We also have a lot of these general tips on a webpage that lives on our website. We link to it from text messages and emails that go out to our clients automatically that include general care tips. Again, those will include things that are more general by the plant type. So they're categorized by, you know, generally, this type of hydrangea should be pruned at this time of year. Generally, this is how you treat hostas at this time of year. This is what to expect with heuchera. The different plants that we know we commonly use in all of our projects because they are well suited for our soils, our climate, all those things in our areas. We have a webpage that outlines a lot of those things, and that's also there on our website for somebody to refer back to later. We also will include in these care instructions spec sheets on all the individual plants that we used on their property. So this spec sheet includes, you know, the botanical name, so the actual Latin name for the plant that was used on their property. It includes the projected height, the expected size of that plant once it's full grown, as well as any specific pruning or fertilizing needs that that plant might have. Now, we send these packets out whether somebody is a maintenance client with us or if they're not. It doesn't matter. They're going to get this packet either way. All that to say, right, if we're sending this out to somebody who's not a maintenance client and we are showing exactly what's required to maintain their property properly, you know, some of those maintenance things might start to look a little overwhelming. And that's not our goal. We don't want to make them feel overwhelmed, but we want to make sure that their plants that, you know, we took the time to work with them on, they wanted to make this investment to make their property look great. We want to make sure that that investment is paid off over years to come. And so if we can also kind of show this is all the work that's required to maintain it and prove our value for our maintenance services that way, that's another kind of sneaky way to make that message come across. So those spec sheets are also great for if they ever did move, or if it's a commercial property, if the property manager changes, those spec sheets can be left behind for the next person. So they know what kind of plant materials on their property, which is really helpful. You're not then having to have, like, you know, play the guessing game of, is this this type of hydrangea, or is it this type of hydrangea? You know, even some of the best plant ID people on our team, sometimes it can be hard to tell, especially if, you know, you're looking at something before it's blooming. So that can be a really helpful tip if they are moving. It's a little bit of a value add that people might not think about if we're not explaining it to them that way. So if you're not already creating care instructions for your properties after you leave them, it's a pretty simple thing to do. What I would recommend you do is just create a list of, you know, put what you have, maybe task one person with compiling the different care instructions. A lot of these things can be found online. You don't necessarily need to write them up all yourself, but just start, you know, project by project, start making them for each of the individual plants. And then, you know, pretty soon you're going to have a pretty good list of spec sheets for each plant. A lot of companies like ours, you use a lot of plants frequently, maybe use a slightly different variety, but the care instructions are going to be the same. So that's what I would recommend you do there. And then our second type of communication that we send out that I think is really impactful are our after visit notes for our maintenance clients. So after a crew is on a property for a maintenance visit, there is an automated message that gets emailed, and it might also get texted. It just depends on the client's communication preferences and what they've opted in and out of, but it gets emailed out and it comes from the assigned salesperson. So that's really important because it is a way for us to automate and take something off the salesperson's plate, right? That allows it to feel like they have this building, they're building this relationship with the salesperson. So the email comes from a salesperson. It goes out immediately after the crew leaves your property. It's all automated through our industry specific software. So it's set up to go out and with a message that just has seasonal things in it that details what was done on this visit, and it details kind of what to expect. It's a really simple message. And I can tell you the crews actually were at my house yesterday and they like left the property. And I think within 10 minutes, I had that email in my inbox. So it's really seamless with the automation that we've set up, and it's super, super easy once you get it all set up. Most industry specific softwares, I believe, will let you do this. We use Aspire at Grunder Landscaping. So this is all set up in Aspire to go out that way. But we've had success with other types of automated messages going out through Outlook. So that is also an option if you do not use an industry-specific software. You might find other tools that are not industry-specific that could do something similar. You might just have to make it a little more generalized in the message that goes out, a little less specific to the property you're on. So that's what we do for the after-visit notes. I think, again, that's a great way to help foster relationships if you're not already sending out some sort of after-visit communication. I think they can help a lot to dispel the myth that, you know, we show up to a property, we're there for 15 minutes and we leave, and, you know, all we did was walk around. That's certainly not the case. Everybody listening to this knows that's not the case, that there is real work that happens on those maintenance visits, but our crews are efficient. So sometimes it is a pretty quick visit, and the homeowner or the property manager may or may not have even actually seen your crews there that day. So these messages can kind of help show your value over time, show that you were in fact on the property. These are the things you're doing. This is what you were looking for. Maybe you didn't find any pests, but you were looking to make sure that there weren't any pests in certain plants or whatever the case may be. So those are really important for the relationship side. They've also been very important for us for client retention going forward. We do credit a lot of client retention that we have in our maintenance division to the communication, both this, the automated communication we have, but then also what our salespeople are doing throughout the year to maintain those relationships that they have with their clients. So after visit notes, super important. The third piece of communication I wanted to talk about with you all today is just general reminders. So we can send out emails. We have a system set up to send out emails to. We can send them to people who haven't done business with us. We can send it to people who have. We can send it to active clients, inactive clients, whatever. Whatever we want, we can kind of segment our list that way. So what I'm talking about here specifically were two issues where, frankly, we're trying to avoid it becoming a bigger issue later. And so we're setting our clients up to handle a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. So the first example I have for you was, you know, we had a pretty long rainless period of the summer this year in our area. We went a long way where it was very dry. We did not get a lot of rain. It was very hot. The lawns were starting to, you know, look a little brown. Everything was starting to look a little brown. So we sent out an email reminder just with general watering instructions, telling our clients how to check if something needs water, encouraging them to, you know, double check anything that's really been planted within the last year or two, not just if it was planted, you know, in the last couple of weeks. You need to be thinking about all of your young plant material that's on your property and making sure that it's well watered, because with the lack of rain, they just don't have the root systems to get any of the, to get to the groundwater that might still be down farther in the soil, but it's not up at the top because of the lack of rain. So we sent it out, you know, saying, hey, this is what you should be doing. And then secondarily, if you're noticing that any plants aren't looking so hot, if any are looking, you know, like they maybe are past the point of saving, or if you think something other than watering might be the problem, give us a call. We'll come out and look at it, see what the problem is, give our recommendation. And also, we do offer a one-year warranty on our plant material. So we will replace it, even if it's a watering issue. We typically will still replace the plant, even though our clients do have to accept responsibility for watering, but we will still replace it. So reminding them that the warranty is there if their plant material is under a year old with us. And then also, and the, here's a great opportunity too. There was an opportunity for an upsell. We offer watering service too. So if getting on top of the watering on your property is just too hard, you're falling behind, it's too difficult to keep up with everything else that everybody has going on in their busy lives, we can also just get you a quote to water and we can handle it for you. So that was a little bit two part. Number one, we were trying to help our clients avoid having dead plant material on their property. Number two, if we can upsell watering, we'd love to do it. So, and then our second example, we have box moths in our area. They were spotted in Hamilton County, which is around Cincinnati, last year. They were found up in Dayton probably about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. Bartlett Tree Experts, they found it on a couple properties, not ones that we maintain at Grunder, but properties that are very close to ones that we do maintain. And we decided to proactively go out. We worked with Bartlett to come up with a treatment plan for all of our maintenance properties. And we let all of our maintenance clients know, hey, we've been tracking this issue. We've been watching it for over a year. We're also under a quarantine. So moving boxwoods from county to county in our area can't happen. So there's a lot of other things we're doing behind the scenes that we wanted to make sure our clients knew we were doing, and also let them know that we were going to be adding a treatment to any boxwoods that are on properties for our maintenance route. So we're doing that to proactively get ahead of it, both for the good of our environment, so we can try to contain this pest, keep it from spreading to other properties, other counties, other areas, but also for the good of their investment. You know, we want to protect the boxwoods that they have on their property, because if you do get a box moth infestation, it's the shrubs are usually not going to recover from that. So we communicated all of that. And I think what's important about that one specifically is, and with all of these things that I've talked about with you today, all of these are really an intersection between marketing, sales, and production. None of them are kind of any of those functions working in a silo. So I'm marketing, right? But I needed to talk to the sales team because I needed to know what the clients knew or didn't know about the box moths up to this point. Have any asked? Have any of our clients noticed any issues they've called us out on? And then I also needed to talk to production on, hey, this is what the sales team, after talking to Bartlett, this is what they're recommending we do as a treatment plan. Is this going to work for what you want to do out in the field? Is this how it's going to look to our clients? You know, help me understand what the process is so that I can then explain it back to them. So it requires coordination between all three teams to set that up, to set up things like the after visit notes for maintenance, to set up care instructions too. All of those things require coordination from multiple different areas in your business and working together. But when done well, they build trust with our clients. They build trust that our clients know we are experts, that we're taking care of the things that we promised we would take care of when we sold them the contract. And really, a lot of it can be automated through an industry-specific software. And the things that can't be automated can be created relatively quickly if you have a software that can build those communications and send them out. So communication, it's so important. I'm so passionate about it because it really is a differentiator for us at Grunder Landscaping. It's a reason we win business. And, you know, we have to always be looking at ways we can make it better so that it continues to be that way. So those are three ways that we've focused on communication, three things we've done to make sure that our communication is helping our clients succeed, setting them up for success. I hope you can do the same with your clients, and maybe we've given you a few ideas this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.